DeepEnglish.com. The Wolfman. Active speaking. Sean Ellis is sometimes called the Wolfman. He's not a monster. He's an animal researcher that studies wolves. Is Sean a monster? No, he's not a monster. He's a wolf researcher. Sean isn't a normal researcher. Some people call him the Wolfman because of the unusual ways that he works with these wild animals. Unlike most animal researchers, he has almost become a wolf. Why do they call Sean the Wolfman? They call Sean the Wolfman because he has almost become a wolf. Wolves are very powerful and sometimes dangerous animals. Are wolves strong? Yes, they are powerful. Are wolves dangerous? Yes, sometimes they are dangerous. They can easily break bones and kill humans. But Sean is not afraid of them. Is Sean afraid of wolves? No, he's not afraid. For almost 2 years, he lived, slept, ate, played, and hunted with a family of wolves in England. How long did he live with the wolves? He lived with them for almost 2 years. For 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, he lived the life of a wolf. How many hours a day did he live with the wolves? He lived with them 24 hours a day. A family of wolves is called a pack. Sean didn't only join a pack of wolves, he became their leader. Sean grew up in a rural part of England. The local animals were his friends. Who were Sean's friends? The local animals were his friends. At a young age, Sean watched how the local foxes lived. As a young man, one of his first jobs was working in a game preserve. A game preserve isn't a normal park. A game preserve is a place where animals are kept for hunters to shoot and kill. What is a game preserve? A game preserve is a place where animals are hunted and killed. Sean loves animals. He didn't want them to die. He fed them and planned to help the foxes escape. Did Sean kill the foxes? No, he didn't kill the foxes. He fed them. He planned to help them escape. When his boss found out, he was fired. Later in life, Sean joined the army and became a soldier. What kind of job did Sean have? He was a soldier. This experience as a soldier made Sean's body and mind strong. This prepared him for the tough life of living as a wolf. After the army, Sean returned to his love of wild animals and became a wolf researcher. What did he do after the army? He became a wolf researcher. He first learned about wolves from Native American Indian researchers who studied and respected wolves. How did Sean learn about wolves? He learned about wolves from Native American Indian researchers. He spent 7 years living with Indians and learning about wolves and how they communicate. How long did Sean live with Native American Indians? He lived with them for 7 years. After living in America, Sean returned home to England and began working with wolves in a wildlife park. After living in America, where did Sean go? After living in America, Sean returned to England. In the park, one of the wolves had 3 babies. For some unknown reason, the mother wolf rejected these babies. Why did the mother wolf reject the babies? No one knows. The reason is unknown. This was Sean's chance to start doing unique animal research. Sean became their mother, brother, teacher, and leader. Did Sean become the wolves' student? No, he didn't become the wolves' student. He became the wolves' mother, brother, teacher, and leader. He first taught these young wolves how to speak like a wolf. What was the first thing Sean taught the young wolves? Sean first taught the young wolves to speak like a wolf. Wolves make many different sounds to communicate. Sean learned all about this wolf language from the Native Americans. How did Sean learn about the language of wolves? He learned about the wolf language from Native Americans. Some wolf sounds are defensive. These keep other enemy wolf packs away and prevent fights over food. Some wolf sounds are a call to bring the wolf pack together. Other wolf sounds are locating sounds. Each wolf has a unique locating sound, which is like a name. Does each wolf have a unique locating sound? Yes, each wolf has a unique locating sound. When the wolf pack hears this sound, they know where to find their brother or sister. Why do wolves make locating sounds? They make locating sounds to find their brothers and sisters. Sean also taught the wolves how to hunt and eat. Eating is maybe the most dangerous part of Sean's job. What is the most dangerous part of Sean's job? Eating is the most dangerous part of Sean's job. Sean is the leader, so he eats first and he eats the best parts, the heart and liver. Raw liver is hard for a human to digest, but Sean must eat it or the other wolves will not respect him as their leader. Why must Sean eat the raw heart and liver? He must eat it or the other wolves will not respect him as their leader. Sometimes Sean secretly takes the liver out and lightly cooks it first, and then puts it back inside the dead deer before eating. This is very difficult because wolves have a very strong sense of smell and will know the liver is not raw if Sean cooks it too much. If they know he isn't eating raw meat, they will not respect him as a wolf leader. Why is it difficult for Sean to cook the liver? Wolves have a strong sense of smell. If Sean cooks the liver too much, the wolves will know it isn't raw. They will not respect him as a wolf leader. While he eats, the other wolves challenge him. They show their teeth and make scary snapping sounds at Sean. How do the wolves challenge him? They show their teeth and make scary snapping sounds at Sean. They could attack Sean anytime, but he must defend his meal and show no fear. Why is eating time dangerous? Eating time is dangerous because the wolves could attack Sean any time. Sean looks like a wild animal when he tears into a bloody dead deer with his hands and then eats the mostly raw meat. What does Sean look like when he eats? Sean looks like a wild animal when he eats. He growls and snaps his teeth to keep the other wolves away. Can Sean relax when he eats? No, he can't relax. He growls and snaps his teeth to keep the other wolves away. Sean is truly the wolf pack leader. Only after he finishes eating will he let the other wolves eat. When do the other wolves eat? The other wolves eat after Sean is finished eating. Violence within wolf packs is common, and Sean was bitten many times. Are the wolves always friendly? No, the wolves aren't always friendly. Violence within wolf packs is common. Sean was bitten many times. The first few times, he went to the hospital and got stitches. Why did Sean go to the hospital? Sean went to the hospital to get stitches. After he returned from the hospital, the wolves always tore the stitches out and licked his wounds. They didn't want to hurt Sean. They wanted to take care of him. Why did the wolves tear out Sean's stitches and lick his wounds? They wanted to take care of him. Sean later learned that wolf saliva has a healing effect that speeds wound recovery. What is the effect of wolf saliva? Wolf saliva has a healing effect that speeds wound recovery. Sean believes that the rough life of living outside with the wolves, eating raw meat, and the healing effects of wolf saliva have made him stronger. Has living like a wolf made Sean stronger or weaker? Living like a wolf has made Sean stronger. Sean continues to care for his wolf pack in England and continues his unusual research on the way wolves live. What is Sean doing now? He continues to care for his wolf pack in England, and he continues his unusual research on the way wolves live. Wild wolves have been completely killed off by humans in many countries, including England. Are there many wild wolves in England? No, they've been killed off. In other parts of the world, they are in danger of disappearing. Sean deeply respects these wild wolves, and his main goal is to protect them. Why does Sean study wolves? His main goal is to protect them. He has already had some success. His research on wolf language has already helped stop some farmers from killing wild wolves in Poland. Has Sean been successful? Yes, his research on wolf language has stopped some farmers from killing wild wolves in Poland. He hopes to continue studying and using his knowledge to help humans and wild wolves live together more peacefully all over the world.